Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Stop Doing No Contact Wrong. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. Check out my socials for extra content. The links are in the description. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing Stop Doing No Contact Wrong. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you would have likely heard of implementing the no contact rule. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three things that lots of dumpees do wrong when trying to use the no contact rule. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is stop having unrealistic expectations. Now, if you decide to implement the no contact rule, it's probably important for me to say right now that there are many different versions of the no contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version will give you the best possible chance of success. So if you would like to familiarize with my variety of a rule, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, ring the bell for notifications, and check out the playlist entitled The No Contact Rule so you can immerse yourself in my version of a rule and understand why I believe it will give you that best possible chance of success. And some of the things I'm going to be speaking about in today's podcast are going to be very much focused on my version of a rule, and perhaps not so much connected to other varieties that maybe you've heard before. So if you're thinking, well, I've not heard that before, or I don't know why you're saying that, well, this is my version of a rule. I believe it gives you that best chance of success. And if you're not doing the things that I'm suggesting, if you're following a different rule, well, that's up to you. But I personally don't believe you're giving yourself that best opportunity of getting your ex back. And point number one is so important because you need to stop having unrealistic expectations. And this is often connected to time. So it's my belief that in most instances, if you have been dumped, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. And that means forever. Now, there are caveats to the rule. And if you speak with me one-on-one via my audio coaching service, we might be able to uncover whether or not you have one of those such caveats where maybe there is a reason why you do have to reach out. But by and large, generally speaking, most of you listening, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. And this is forevermore. Now, when I say forevermore, that should surely give you the thought process that this isn't a quick fix. This isn't something where you're going to find the result you're looking for in a few days' time, a few weeks' time, or even not necessarily a few months' time. Now, if you listen to other versions of a no contact rule, some of the ones that I have heard of myself before and been told about before, versions which I very much disagree with, often have time linked to this variety of a rule, this variety, that variety, whatever variety you're listening to that's time connected to it, I don't believe in. Okay? So if you've heard, for instance, of a 30-day no contact rule, you are going to have the expectation that if your ex wants to get back with you, they are going to reach out within 30 days. Or if not, maybe you've heard of a rule where you actually reach out yourself after 30 days. Again, I do not agree or believe in this concept. But this is what I'm talking about stopping having unrealistic expectations. Because in my belief, based on my research, you are not likely to hear from your ex within 30 days. That is not likely to happen. So you can instantly remove that from your thoughts. If you hear from your ex within 30 days for an unnecessary reason, you are in the minority. And also, if you decide yourself to reach out to your ex-dumper at 30 days and you find success, get back together and live happily ever after, again, you are in the minority. That is not something that happens much of the time. Now, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. Nothing works 100% of the time, and nothing fails 100% of the time. So you might find those minuscule moments and situations that do actually seem to find success. That 0.5% of people who try the advice that I don't believe in and find success. But that's the point. The reason I don't believe in these types of theories and versions of the rule is because they work so little. It doesn't mean they can't work. It doesn't mean there might not be the odd example, but by and large, they don't work. And I want to promote to you things, ideas, concepts, and my version of the no contact rule that actually gives you the best chance of success. So this is why we need to understand that you need to stop having unrealistic expectations. From my research, the average amount of time that a dumper will reach out to their dumpee for an unnecessary reason is around 6 months, if not longer. So we're talking about 6 months. That is a lot longer than 30 days. That's a lot longer than 90 days, which is also a concept and a version of a rule that I've heard some people discuss. And this is why I want you to understand that your best chance of getting your ex back is to move forward through your life in a way knowing that not reaching out to your dumper unless they reach out to you first is what is going to give you that best possible chance of success. And it doesn't matter if it's been 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 4, 5, 6 months or beyond. If you decide to break no contact, if you decide to fall into the trap of feeling upset, if you don't hear from your ex dumper after 30 days, then you are punishing yourself. You are having unrealistic expectations. It's not likely to happen. You know, if you are listening to today's podcast during the month that I've uploaded it, this is in the month of May, okay? So to give some level of expectation here, if you were dumped a few weeks ago, you shouldn't expect your ex-dumper to reach out to you for an unnecessary reason much before Christmas, okay? Around Christmas time, New Year time, that would be a more realistic expectation of if and when your ex-dumper might reach out to you. Now again, we can't guarantee it. There is no guaranteed way to get your ex back, and you might never hear from your ex-dumper again. We have to accept and respect that possibility. Alternatively, you might hear from them 9 months down the line, because 6 months is just the average. That's the average. It doesn't mean that that is when you're going to hear from your ex if you're going to get them back. You might not hear from them for a year before you reconnect. Alternatively, you might be lucky, you might be in that minority, you might hear from your ex after a few weeks, or maybe after 4 months, not quite the 6, but certainly longer than 30 days. So please remember, dumpees, stop having unrealistic expectations. So now let's get into point number 2 and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number 2 is stop sitting around. Now today we're talking about stop doing no contact wrong. And one of the other things that I hear some dumpees tell me is, hey, you know, I'm not contacting my ex, I've not heard from them, and I'm feeling quite bored now, because, you know, I used to spend a lot of time with my ex when we were in a relationship, and now I don't have anything to do. I'm just kind of waiting. You know, what do you suggest? Well, listen, you shouldn't be sitting around. Just because you're single now, just because you're not in a relationship, just because you're not with your ex, it doesn't mean your life has ended. If anything, this needs to kickstart your life into the next gear. You need to be moving forward in a way where you are growing every single day. You can't grow if you're doing nothing. Now, okay, you could stay at home and do an online course. That would be something where you are technically sitting around and technically improving your skill set. But you know what I mean. Yes, that's fantastic. Do that. But by and large, generally speaking, I want you getting out and about, learning new things about the world, learning new things about yourself, making new connections, going to new places, attending new classes, groups and clubs. They're always the best ideas to kickstart your life. Reconnect with friends and family that perhaps you haven't spoke with in a while, for whatever reason. You shouldn't be bored. You shouldn't be lonely. You shouldn't be waiting. You shouldn't be clock watching. Remember what we said earlier. There is no guarantee that your ex-dumper is ever coming back. However, that doesn't mean that your life stops, because if they don't come back, that's fine. You can find someone even better. And if they do come back, it might be many months down the line again, as we've already discussed, so you can't be wasting your life. You should not be saying, I'm bored. You shouldn't be saying, I've got nothing to do. You should be doing anything and everything you can to improve your life, whether this is health and fitness, whether this is improving your perishable skills, such as communication skills, such as dating skills. You should be improving your mindset. You should be improving every element of your skill set, because if you don't, then if and when your ex-dumper contacts you, then you will not be ready to wow them with your improvements and allow reconnection to take place. Your ex-dumper is not going to reconnect with the version of you that they dumped. Remember that. So don't sit around, don't clock watch, don't sound bored. You should be doing anything and everything. This is not the time to be wasting your life. So when people ask me, well, why am I bored? What should I be doing? Look, stop doing no contact wrong. It's fantastic that you're not contacting your ex. Well done. That's great. But you should be doing everything else. You should be living your life. This is not about waiting around for them to contact you. No. Get going. Get started now. If you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. Talking about your feelings can also improve your mental health. It helps prevent the buildup of negative emotions, which can lead to stress, anxiety, depression, and even physical health issues. Speak your heart to free your mind. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about stop doing no contact wrong. And point number three is stop punishing your ex's word count. So now we're looking ahead to the point in time where hopefully your ex the dumper has reached out to you. Now, as I've said, the average amount of time it would take for an unnecessary reason is around 6 months, according to my own research. Now, what happens when your ex-dumper reaches out to you? Well, it could either fall into a category where they write a really long text message, or alternatively, it could be something very short and sweet, or maybe not even really sweet, just very short. Now, of course, they might actually call you, or they might knock on your door or write you a letter or any other type of communication, but that is less likely. It's much more likely they will reach out to you via some type of text message, some type of messaging app. Right, so what happens when you receive this message? Are you going to be in the category of the long message you receive or the category of the short? Well, I would say for most of you, it's going to be short. Not all of you. Some of you will get that long message that you crave, but most of you will get a somewhat short, somewhat confusing message where you read it and think, well, does my ex-dumper actually remember that they ended a relationship? You know, what are they saying this for? Why are they reminding me that my favourite band is in town next week? We haven't spoke for 7 months. Or why have they sent me a text telling me that my favourite TV show is getting a new series and it's going to be on television soon? Why are they telling me this, you know? And this is the point, dumpies. You are not likely to get the Disney-esque message that you crave. You're more likely to get something which is short. You're more likely to get something which is confusing. You're more likely to get anything than something saying, hey, I really miss you. I love you so much. Please come and get back together. That is not likely to be the case. It's much more likely to be something that leaves you somewhat confused, maybe even frustrated. And this is where point number three comes in. Some dumpies tell me that they receive unnecessary contact from their ex-dumper and they ignore it. And why do they ignore it? Because it's too short. Because it's not saying how much the dumper misses them. Because it's not saying how much the dumper wants to get back together. It's not saying those things, so the dumpy ignores them. They ignore it because they think, well, they need to try harder. And unless they try harder, I am not going to respond. Now listen, dumpies, you can play this game if you want, but let me tell you, I've spoke to many, many dumpers, and I've been told many, many times that a dumper will only try to contact their dumpy a certain amount of times. And a lot of dumpers have told me it would just be the once. So if you receive contact from your ex and if you want to get back together, I strongly suggest you respond. Now, this doesn't mean that you should be begging and pleading and celebrating for this message that you've received. I'm not saying that you have to be overly enthusiastic with the message you receive, but you should certainly reply in a polite, positive way, and then asking a question to try and grow this conversation. Because if you don't, you shouldn't be expecting your dumper to come back time and time again with the quote-unquote appropriate long word count. It might not happen for you. In fact, I would say most of you will not receive what you crave. So if you want your ex back, don't punish a short word count. Don't think to yourself, no, they need to try harder. I'm not going to respond until they give me the message that I desire. Because you might never get that message. And you may have missed your opportunity to grow the conversation and get your ex back. It's so, so important. Don't take the risk. If your ex dumper has reached out to you for an unnecessary reason, this means they're thinking of you. This means they're missing you. They don't need to tell you that in the text. The fact they've reached out for an unnecessary reason means they're thinking of you, means, subconsciously at least, they're missing you. Because otherwise, why have they text you at all? It doesn't matter the subject. If it's unnecessary, then why have they done it? They've done it because they're missing you to some degree. Now think about this, dumpies. Have you ever sent a text to someone for an unnecessary reason that you really didn't want to? No. That's the answer. The answer is no. Even though it just takes a few seconds to send, we don't have the time. We do not have the time to text someone we don't care about for an unnecessary reason. We do it because we want to. And we want to because, in some regard, we miss that person, we want that communication. Now, if and when your ex-dumper reaches out to you, this is just the beginning of a communication stage. And there is no guarantee you will get back together. There's no guarantee you will want to get back together. But it is the first step to possibly getting back together. And without it, you remove and eradicate that possibility. So I do not suggest you punish your ex's word count. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.